Worldview Radio and WVW-TV is made possible because of listeners like you. Thank you so much for your tax-deductible contribution that you can make at WVWFoundation.com. That's WVWFoundation.com or by calling 901-825-0652. That's 901-825-0652. You can also send your tax-deductible contribution via check to WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. That's again WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. Thank you for helping make possible Worldview Radio and WVW-TV broadcasts.
Faith, spiritual values, moral issues, government, economy, education, work, responsibility. What we think about these depends on our worldview. Now, VCY America presents Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House.
Welcome. Glad you're with us. We're going to be joined by Dr. Andy Woods for a Middle East Bible prophecy update. Hope you're having a wonderful Friday. What is the date today, anyway, guys? 11th of August. You tell me this month is almost halfway gone. This year, is it just me, or does this year seem like it's flown by, guys? What do you guys think? Is it flown by for you, Tommy?
Not really?
Just blown by for me. Well, that means we're busy. Busy, busy, busy. I just saw my wife a while ago. We passed in the hallway. And I said, how you doing? She said, I can't get the stuff I wanted done today because my phone keeps blowing up. She said, I don't know what's happened. It's like someone flipped a light switch and everybody's calling right now. It's just gone crazy. So everybody's busy bees around here, I'll tell you that much. I'm not sure we can take on much more. Everybody's got projects. This organization is growing so fast. It's just amazing to see what it has gone from to what it is now. And the Lord's been good to us, and we're reaching people all over the world. It's amazing, by the way, before we go to Dr. Woods, amazing how many people are listening to us and watching us from outside the United States. We have a lot of listeners in Canada, and I apologize to you guys that I don't mention that fact more often. So many of you listening to us in Canada, Australia, New Zealand. We have people listening to us in China. Yeah, we can actually see. We actually have the ability to see where people are at when they try to access our website or when they do access our website. We can see. Obviously, we can't see who they are. We're not the NSA. We're not trying to violate anyone's privacy. We can't see who they are. But we can see that they're coming to our website and watching the programs from all these countries. And it is absolutely amazing the number of people listening to us and watching our broadcasts from all over the world. You know, as a kid growing up, I never would have dreamed that I would be blessed to encourage people, minister to people, broadcast to people all over America, much less all over the world. It's just amazing, the technology, right? So there's a lot of things to be thankful for. Even in the midst of all that's happening in this world. So, and by the way, let me also say something else. My wife reminds me of this, and she did again today. There are a lot of you out there listening to this broadcast today that are hurting. There's a lot of you out there who are going through very, very troubling, hard things. There are a lot of you out there that are grieving. You've lost a spouse. You've lost a child. My wife was reading to me today, or I shouldn't say reading. She was telling me today about a couple that lost both their, I think it was 14-year-old son and 17-year-old daughter in a car accident, when their family was T-boned by a drunk driver. There are only two children. And my wife, having a medical social work background, has a lot of interest in she has a lot of interest in the medical field, what's going on in the medical field, but more, she has an interest in people. She has an interest in people. She has an interest in their stories, and she follows various blogs and people that are dealing with a very, very disabled child, and they detail their highs and their lows and struggles every day with dealing with that disabled child. She follows somehow, I don't know, you ladies probably all know how to do this, but she is able to find out usually when something happens or stories happen to families in America, she'll I don't know what she's following, but she's following stuff where these kind of stories pop up, and she'll tell me about what's going on in someone's life, a tragedy that happened to a family, or how a family came over a tragedy. And it just reminds us, and she reminded me today, there are so many people that are hurting. There are so many people that are in deep, deep waters, grief, overwhelming grief. There are some of you that are listening today that, as I said, you've lost a spouse, you've lost a child. Some of you are listening now are dealing with a spouse or family member that is on hospice. Some of you yourself might be on hospice. Some of you yourself are not on hospice, but you've got a cancer diagnosis. You are struggling with one health crisis after another. So we want to acknowledge that while we come on the air every day and we talk about all the things that are happening, what's coming, the trends, understanding the worldview from which they come, how we should think about them, how we should respond to them, while we do all that, life keeps going. And people have struggles. So even now, I'm reluctant to share too much. I try to keep things pretty private among my family. But my twin sister, as we speak right now, is in a coma. She started having seizures. So they put her into a medically induced coma, and they're trying to bring her out of that coma as we speak to see if the medications have stopped those seizures. She has five children. Now, obviously a husband. So I guess what I'm saying to you is, if you're a family that's going through hard things, we understand. And we have been through a lot of hard things the last few years that we never talk about on television or radio because we want to protect people's privacy. We want to protect people's privacy. People have a right to privacy. They have a right to go through struggles and hard times without having that violated, that privacy. So my twin sister has been struggling for some time. She almost passed away a few weeks ago. Then she thankfully recovered, but had to be taken to the hospital the other day with these seizures. And even as I'm on the air, I'm getting texts from my mother that there's bad news, to please call, but I can't because I'm on the air. So reality is, I don't want you guys to think that we don't understand what a lot of you go through or are going through or have gone through. it appears oftentimes when you watch people on television, you listen to them on radio, you think, wow, don't they have a great life? And we do. I was shaving this morning and I was detailing to my wife all the things we have to be thankful for. All the many things we have to be thankful for, even amidst various trials. Yeah, it's been a pretty bad week. The issue with my twin sister, the news about Patrick Wood, other things going on. It's not been a good week. But you're not going to get, as my wife likes to say, you're not going to get out of this life without trials. You're not going to get out of this life without grief. So, as I was shaving, I said, and we were talking about all the things going on around us and swirling around us. And I said, well, you know, let's just think about all the things we have to be thankful for. And I started listing some of them. We don't have to be afraid of dying. I'm not interested in the process of dying, but I don't have to be afraid of dying. We have a great marriage. That's not something a lot of people can say. I have a really great marriage. There's a lot of things to be thankful for. So even in the midst of horrible times, tough times, hard times, stop and think about all the good. That'll help outweigh the overwhelming fear of all the negative going on around you. But I want you guys to know that just because we come to the microphone every day, come to the television set every day, that somehow we cannot relate to you on a personal level. We can. We just don't bring all that to the airwaves because that's not what this show's about. There's a level of decorum. There's a level of professionalism that we're to hold down each and every day and do our job. But every now and then, I feel the need to remind you that we are just like you. We just have a different occupation. We have a different calling. But we're just like you. We have bills to pay. We have paperwork to do. We have government bureaucrats to deal with, hoops to jump through. You know, we've got family health issues with different family members. My wife's struggling with her mother who, you know, is broke her hip a few years ago and is in decline. There's the burden of being a child who has a parent that's in decline. And many of you know what that's like, right? Because you have your own family, but yet they're your parents, and you feel pulled between taking care of your family and doing your job, but yet being there for them. All of us are being pulled 1,000 different directions, right? And we're no different. We don't live on an island. We don't live in a bubble. We are right here going through life just as you are. So maybe that helps you understand that as we try to program our show each and every day, and our radio shows, our TV shows, they aren't done without the understanding of what you're going through, what you're facing. And a lot of you are going through some really deep stuff. And this talk show host, this TV host, wants you to know that we understand. And we're all trying to get through this thing called life. I'm just glad I get to go through it as a Christian. Because without that, I don't know how people make it. I really don't. I really do not. I have no idea how someone looks at what's happening in the world and makes heads or tails of it if they weren't a Christian. So, whatever you're going through today, whatever your family's facing, know that there are other people going through tough things too, and other people have a sensitive heart toward you and what you're going through, even if they don't personally know you. So hang in there. We'll be right back.
Book your tickets now for the 20th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend. That's right. This is the 20th year of the Ozarks Worldview Weekend. We've been holding Worldview Weekends for 33 years, but this is our 20th year in a row to be in the Ozarks. And the lineup is big. All the speakers are in person. General Michael Flynn, Mike Lindell, Dr. Peter McCullough, myself, Brandon House, Rebecca Walzer, Colonel John Mills, Alex Newman, Patrick Wood, Dr. Andy Woods, and Todd Benzman. We've sold out the last 2 years in a row, so don't miss out. To secure your tickets, you can purchase them online at WVWTVstore.com. That's WVWTVstore.com. Or you may call 901-468-9357. That's 901-468-9357. The conference starts on Friday night, October 20th, Saturday, the 21st, and Sunday morning worship is on the 22nd. It ends about 11:30 a.m. on Sunday morning. Now, we also have the optional Thursday night foundation banquet that is sold out the last 2 years in a row, the Thursday night concert banquet. It's a full concert and banquet on Thursday night, and that has sold out the last 2 years in a row. You can secure your tickets also on that same website, WVWTVstore.com, as well as for the Saturday luncheon, WVWTVstore.com. If you prefer to purchase them over the phone, the number is 901-468-9357. 901-468-9357. Don't miss out on the 20th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend.
All right, welcome back. Glad you're with us. Let's go to Dr. Woods. Dr. Woods, welcome to the program. Glad you're with us. Hey, Dr. Woods.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Let's get to our update today. Let's start out with this one right here. Australia will refer to West Bank as occupied Palestinian territories.
Well, that, first of all, let's talk about this phrase West Bank. That's not a biblical phrase. And when you use the expression West Bank, you're taking the Jordanian viewpoint, because that area, biblically called Judea and Samaria, is not west of Israel, it's east of Israel. But what they're basically talking about is that territory gained rightfully by Israel in a war of self-defense going back to 1967 in what's called the Six-Day War, really is what's called occupied territory. And when they keep using that expression, occupied territory, they're sort of acting like Israel is doing something illegal, you know, which is just not true. Nothing Israel is doing today is illegal. But here is Australia reversing a policy that they had in place going back to 2014, where they did not refer to the West Bank as occupied territory. Now they're reversing themselves, and they're acting like that area, Judea and Samaria, is stolen land through the use of that vocabulary. So the reason that is prophetically significant is because the Bible predicts a day when all the nations of the earth will come against Israel, or will be hostile towards Israel. And here is beloved Australia, you know, fitting into that pattern, sadly to say.
So this comes under the headline of the world against Israel, which is what the Bible says is going to happen. All the nations of the world will turn against Israel.
Yeah, and all means all. Yeah. People frequently ask me, is the United States mentioned in Bible prophecy? And the answer is yes. She's in Zechariah 12, verse 3, where it says all the nations will come against Jerusalem and Israel in the last days. And so anybody that takes this perspective, is obviously pushing Israel into a position where she's defenseless. I mean, if you take away Judea and Samaria, you reduce the width of Israel, and it takes at least 10 miles to shoot down an incoming, you know, enemy plane. And so this is what the world community, you know, thinks is going to bring peace in the Middle East. The so-called two-state solution, I was happy to see a lot of that language reversed under the Trump administration here in the United States, but the Biden administration, very sadly, you know, thinks the exact same way as Australia does. So what's happening in our world today is the world is turning against Israel, even longstanding allies, just as Bible prophecy demands.
Mm-hmm. Let's go. So this is all under the heading of Israel turns the world turns against Israel. Our second bullet point today is the temple. And we talked about this earlier in the week. Look at this headline. Almost everything is ready for the third temple, claims Israeli TV reporter about red heifers brought to Israel last year.
Yeah, I mean, what an amazing headline that is. It used to be that when you did prophecy shows and updates, you know, if you had something, one item per month that was prophetically significant, that was a big month. But today you have something every single day in the news. Here they're talking about the third temple. They're saying everything is in place for the third temple, right down to the red heifer, the breeding of the red heifer, which must be genetically pure, the ashes of which are necessary to dedicate, you know, or consecrate the third temple. And this is a big deal in terms of Bible prophecy, because we've for a long time maintained that some way, somehow, Israel has to rebuild temple number three, because that's the structure that the Antichrist is going to go into midway through the tribulation period and desecrate. And obviously that can't happen unless you first have a third temple, which Israel for the last 2,000 years has not had. And so all of this talk about the red heifer, Israeli TV saying everything is in place for the third temple, shows us that the tribulation period is approaching very, very quickly. That's its significance.
And then that brings us to this article here. Hebrew media claims Christians brought red heifers to Israel to establish Antichrist. You know, there's anti-Semitism. What is the opposite of anti-Semitism when the Jewish media starts coming after the Christians? What is that called?
Yeah. Well, that's their misinterpretation, you know, of our interest in, you know, the red heifer and temple number three. They think we're trying to establish the Antichrist, you know, as evangelical Christians, as if God needs any help from us, you know, fulfilling his word. I mean, the reason that we're interested in this is because it's a sign of the impending tribulation period. It's a sign that the Antichrist is perhaps on the scene now and ready to make his debut. That's our interest in it, which means that the rapture of the church, which precedes that 7-year tribulation period, is coming even faster. But they're acting as if, you know, we're the ones really behind, you know, the pushing of this third temple, which we're not. Some Christians are, but most Christians are not. We're just watching God set the stage, you know, for the fulfillment of his prophetic word.
And it's not like we're excited about the third temple from a standpoint of we agree with what the temple will be used for or do. We don't believe sacrifices are for today. We don't, you know, this is not a system we agree with anymore. It's no longer needed. They're in disbelief. So we're certainly not excited that they're deceived and thinking that they need to make sacrifices for their sin. I only get excited about it because it tells me that if my eschatology is right, we're soon getting out of here.
Exactly right. I mean, we're not, yay, let's go back to the animal sacrificial system. As if the book of Hebrews, you know, is not part of the New Testament. I mean, the book of Hebrews is pretty clear that Christ rendered the animal sacrificial system null and void.
Yeah.
But as you mentioned, we're dealing with a nation in unbelief. The nation of Israel is not a believing nation right now, and they have a program prophetically to fulfill in unbelief, so that God can set the stage for them eventually to become a believing nation. And so that's our excitement about these things, not because we theologically agree with the nation of Israel. It's just that we're watching God set the stage for his final act, in which he, subsequent to the rapture of the church, will take his covenanted nation, an unbelieving nation and turn them into a believing nation.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, let's transition to Gog Magog. We talked about the all the world turning against Israel. We talked about the Third Temple. Let's turn to Gog Magog. Here's an article from the Associated Press. U.S. military may put armed troops on commercial ships in Strait of Hormuz to stop Iran seizures. Talk about that.
Well, it's another news article about Iran behaving badly. And I want people to understand how, what a big deal this is, because in Ezekiel 38 and 39, Ezekiel predicted that Persia would become belligerent and hostile towards the nation of Israel in the last days. You can track Persia right down through history. Persia's name was changed to Iran in 1935. And prior to 1979, Persia was on the side of the West. Iran was on the side of the West. Iran was one of the first nations to acknowledge the reborn state of Israel. And yet Ezekiel saw this prophecy that Persia would start to become hostile to the West in Ezekiel 38 and 39, and hostile towards Israel. The prophecy probably seemed bizarre when Ezekiel saw this 2,600 years ago, because Persia was one of the good guys. Persia, you'll remember, was the nation that released the nation of Israel from the Babylonian captivity after they had conquered the Babylonians in 539 BC. You can read about that in the book of Daniel, chapter 5. And yet Ezekiel saw Persia or Iran turning. How in the world could such a prophecy be fulfilled? It seemed unlikely in Ezekiel's day. It seemed unlikely prior to 1979. But lo and behold, we had the Shiite Islamic Revolution in Iran, where the Shah was deposed and replaced with the Ayatollah. And Iran has been behaving badly ever since. Iran is in the news constantly. They're about ready to cross the nuclear finish line. The countries of the world really don't know what to do, including the United States, to stop her. And here is Iran in the Strait of Hormuz, involved in seizures of ships, something that's unprecedented. And my point is, Iran or Persia is fitting into the exact pattern that Ezekiel saw 2,600 years ago.
Here's another one. Netanyahu, now let's move to Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia. Netanyahu, key ties with Saudi Arabia will develop even without a peace deal. It seems as though Benjamin Netanyahu is, I don't know, is he thinking legacy here? Because he seems really adamant to get this done. No, wait a minute. Why did you just chuckle?
Well, I'm chuckling because these guys, I don't know what they understand about Bible prophecy. I mean, I'm not in Netanyahu's mind. I think he generally appreciates evangelical Christians like ourselves, because we have a tendency to be pro-Israel. But obviously the man is not a believer in Yeshua. He, as far as I can tell, is unsaved. And I don't know what he understands about Bible prophecy, but it's almost like these guys, you know, wake up in the morning, read the Bible and try to fulfill it right down to this Saudi Arabia thing, because there's a prophecy in Ezekiel 38, verse 13. We talk about it a lot. It has to do with the fact that when this Gog Magog invasion spearheaded by Russia, Iran, and Turkey transpires, Sheba and Dedan, who we believe is Saudi Arabia, they're going to protest the invasion. And so for a long time, we've been scratching our heads trying to figure out, why would the Saudis protest the invasion? Why wouldn't they be part of the coalition, the Islamic coalition, invading Israel? Well, the answer now has become clear, that the Saudis are benefiting economically from the nation of Israel. I mean, we covered the story last week, and I know you did it on other broadcasts, of this railway to the tune of $27 billion that is now being proposed to be built, connecting the Saudis with the nation of Israel. And so it's just, it's almost like it's a done deal that the Saudis are about ready to enter into some kind of normalization agreement with Israel. Netanyahu is saying, I don't need a peace agreement. What I need is a normalization agreement. And if the Saudis are economically benefiting from Israel, now you have the reason why the Saudis stage a lame protest during the Gog Magog invasion.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, let's take a break, come back. We'll get through more of these points. We have been looking again here with Dr. Woods. World against Israel. Then we looked at the Third Temple. Then we looked at the scenario being set up for Gog Magog, the Ezekiel 38:39, where the nations there turn. Then we looked at against Israel. Then we looked at Saudi Arabia, help understand why Saudi Arabia is sitting on the sidelines during that Gog Magog scenario. Next, we'll look at globalism. Don't go away.
Hello, I'm Brandon House, and as I have talked about on radio and television, I've received numerous subpoenas because of the many, I believe, lawfare lawsuits against Mike Lindell. Because I work with Mike Lindell, I've been subpoenaed several times. I recently, in May, had a deposition that lasted about 6.5 hours. I have another one coming up in July. Now, you know what's really frustrating about this is it not only takes away time and energy in studying and preparing for radio and television, but it costs thousands of dollars. The estimation right now is for that one deposition, about $10,000 in attorney fees. And we still have, well, I do, another deposition to go through in July. So again, we appreciate your support now more than ever as we continue to fight for truth and try to preserve our constitutional republic. If you appreciate all we're doing to push out free radio shows, free TV shows, and you also want to help us continue to defend these liberties and freedoms amidst all the challenges, we appreciate your support by going right now to WVWFoundation.com and making a contribution of any size. That's WVWFoundation.com. You can also call to make a contribution over the phone, 901-468-9357. That's 901-468-9357. You'll also find our mailing address there if you prefer to support us through the mail. You'll find that at WVWFoundation.com. Our mailing address, though, is WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. Thank you for your support.
Welcome back. Glad you're with us, Worldview Radio. Our website, worldviewradio.com, worldviewradio.com. We have a lot of new TV clips up there for you tonight or today at WVWTV.com. It's also Worldview Tube. You know, like YouTube, but it's Worldview Tube. WorldviewTube.com. And you'll find these clips there. Michael Yon and Ann Vandersteel on witnessing human trafficking on border and rise of drug-resistant tuberculosis. They talked to me about that last night live on the border, Michael Yon and Ann Vandersteel. They witnessed firsthand, folks, little children who were drugged. They describe it. Little children drugged, being brought through the border by men who did not even know these children's names. And they said Border Patrol did nothing about it. The Biden administration apparently is one of the biggest sex traffickers in world history. We have a CCP agent in the White House. I think that's clear. We have a family who reportedly, from what we found on the laptop, our government's found on the laptop and officials have found. And remember, I interviewed the laptop computer company guy that got the laptop. I've interviewed him here on my show. Apparently, this family is involved in sex trafficking, according to two or three members of Congress that have seen Treasury documents. So you have one of the most corrupt, evil families in world history, the Bidens. They are as corrupt as can be. And apparently, their corruption is now including using government agencies to further their corruption. And so apparently our Border Patrol, some of them are being used as tools to further sex trafficking in America. I asked Michael and Ann last night, I said, are there white hats and black hats in the Border Patrol? They said absolutely 100%. There are the white hats, the good guys, and there are the black hats, the bad guys. They said there are even sectors on the border where the way those sectors are run in America, those border sectors, you can tell whoever's in charge of it is a black hat or a white hat. I said, well, that just tells you that there's probably indication that whoever's running that sector has been bought off or compromised, right? Yeah, those are the questions you want to be asking. But think about it. Little children drugged, being carried in the arms of men across our border. These men do not know who these children are when they're confronted. They don't know their names. They're being paid to drag them across our borders. And right now as we speak, there are untold numbers, tens and tens of thousands of children in America. We don't know where they are, at least I don't, that are being warehoused, likely somewhere, and abused. And our government is facilitating it. Then they talked about the drug resistant tuberculosis. So you should watch that. Dr. James Thorpe joined me last night, the OBGYN, Dr. James Thorpe, who's been a critic of the COVID vaccine, so-called, and the way our medical system has acted, and the CDC, and the Health and Human Services, and NIH. And Dr. Thorpe last night detailed that America's healthcare system has been captured and corrupted. He talked about the money that some of the biggest healthcare systems in America have received to push the COVID narrative and shot and remdesivir and all these other things. Captured by the money. Violating their Hippocratic oath to do no harm. Follow the money. Then I interviewed Joe Hoft on where the headquarters of a multi-million dollar GBI Strategies LLC is located. Turns out it's located right here in the Mid-South. And a house. Well, there's a lot to that. So you'll find all these at WVWTV.com. Joining me now is Dr. Andy Woods. AndyWoodsMinistries.org is his website. AndyWoodsMinistries.org. So let's go look at our next segment. Our next segment would be globalism. Here we have Russian President Putin speaking at Russia-Africa Summit. Manifestations of colonialism have not been eradicated to this day. A multipolar world order is evolving, and the era of domination by one country is coming to an end. Tell me about this, Dr. Woods.
Well, this is an exact quote from his speech that he gave, and that what he says there says it all. A multipolar world order, is evolving, and the era of domination by one country is coming to an end. And this is what these global elites have been talking about for a long time, the deliberate reduction of the United States to less than what it is. The United States currency, you know, no longer being considered the world currency for the rest of the nations. The United States no longer being looked at as the leader amongst the rest of the nations. But she's reduced, you know, just to a level as currently exists in the rest of the nations of the world. And this is what we've been talking about related to this coming one world government or new world order. It's predicted in Daniel chapter 7, verse 23, among many other passages. And when Putin talks like this, and in fact even uses the expression a multipolar world order, that's what he's verbalizing. He's verbalizing sort of a post-America one world system where there's a new set of rules that the nations of the earth have to learn to play by.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, let's go to the next one. Let's go to global persecution. So we go from globalism to global persecution. Ironically, I didn't know this was going to be in your list today. I'm covering this on my Worldview Report tonight. So this story is in my Worldview Report tonight. This Massachusetts couple is being defended by the Beckett Fund. They are a Catholic couple. They're a Catholic couple that believes in traditional sexuality and marriage. They are against the LGBTQ agenda. They've wanted to be parents. Apparently, they cannot have children of their own, from what I gather. And they said, we want to be foster parents, and maybe that'll lead into something else. And they went through the whole screening process and got very high marks until a home visit, and questions were asked about where they stood on the whole LGBTQ transgender thing, and they said they don't agree with it, it's against their religious beliefs, but they could be loving and caring of a child if such a child was struggling with that. And that has gotten them black marked, and the state of Massachusetts is saying you can't be a foster parent, even though, as I'm reporting tonight, the foster parent system is so bad they're lacking about 1,500 homes. And they have children that are living in hospitals for weeks and months on end. They just have to leave them in hospitals because they can't find anywhere to put them. And yet this family is being excluded because they believe in traditional sexuality. Well, that, by all means, why not put these kids with sex perverts? I mean, why not just traffic them? Just put them in the home of foster parents that will traffic them. Why not? Because that's what they're saying. When you say you don't want to have a child go to a family that are not perverts, that believe in absolute truth, right and wrong, they are opposed to the perversion of the LGBTQ transgender agenda. When you say, no, we don't want people like that, what you're saying is we would prefer to put them with people that will have sex with these children or let others have sex with them, that will traffic them. And we know that that's what's been going on with our foster care system across this country for decades. And one of the people that spoke out against it was a state senator who was on my show many times out of Georgia, till she mysteriously was shot and killed in her own bed with her husband. So isn't this a sign of the times, Dr. Woods?
It's absolutely a sign of the times. The prophet Isaiah in chapter 5, verse 20 said, woe to those who call evil good and good evil. I mean, they're taking a very good couple. I think this guy has service.
Yes, he was in the Iraq War, and she has a background dealing with children with special needs.
Yeah, so you're dealing with a total salt of the earth couple. I mean, what children wouldn't be, as foster children, wouldn't be fortunate, you know, to end up in that home? And they're taking these people and they're demonizing them. In fact, the part of the article, Brandon, that jumped out to me is it says this: during their home interviews, however, the Burks were troubled that much of the questions centered on their Catholic views on sexual orientation, marriage, and gender dysphoria. In other words, that's what this Massachusetts agency, that's where they want to spend their time. They don't want to find out, are these people criminals? Do they have, you know, violence in their backgrounds? They spend the interview time trying to probe their, you know, Roman Catholic beliefs about traditional marriage. And consequently, they're disqualifying this couple from adopting in a state where there's a huge need for adoptions. And by the way, this is what happens when these states go blue. They run these bizarre social experiments. Massachusetts has been the bluest of the blue for a long time. If I remember right, I don't even think Ronald Reagan, maybe he did in his second.
He did. He carried everything but Minnesota and the District of Columbia.
Yeah, I'm not sure he carried it the first time around. But Massachusetts, you know, basically is the bluest of the blue. And this is what this is why politics matters. When you go into a blue state and it's one party rule, just like what's happening in California, these bizarre progressive social experiments start to become the norm. And God's people find themselves very fast on the wrong side of the power curve.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Let's get right up to the phone lines here. 1-800-347-9829. Your thoughts, your comments, your questions. 1-800-347-9829. 1-800-347-9829. Look at this headline. This is over at worldviewreport.com. That's my daily aggregated news website, worldviewreport.com. You'll find all kinds of news that we never have time to get to, but it's important enough that I put it at worldviewreport.com. Here it is. LifeSite News reports, bombshell. This just came out. New FBI memo shows agency used multiple offices to spy on traditional Catholics. So this fits with what we're talking about right now. Corrupt, dirty cop, and I think that's exactly what he is. The FBI director, Chris Wray, he's a dirty, dirty, dirty cop. And I think you can kind of look at him and tell he's a dirty cop. Look in his eyes, watch his body language. I think you can tell he's a dirty cop. And this dirty cop basically told Congress that this was just one group that was doing this. Turns out, no, it was more than one office that was putting out these documents about Catholics. FBI Director Christopher Wray has seemingly been caught lying to Congress about the extent of his agency's surveillance of traditional Catholics in the United States, particularly the Priestly Society of St. Pius X. House Judiciary Committee Chair Jim Jordan released a letter addressed to Wray earlier today announcing that documents he obtained from the FBI last month indicate that its field office in Richmond, Virginia, coordinated with two other offices across the country to spy on traditional Catholics. The findings stand in contrast to Wray's previous testimony that an FBI memo describing traditional Catholics as potential domestic terrorists was only utilized at the one location in Richmond. So either Wray is a liar, and I'm pretty sure he is a liar. I'm pretty sure he's probably compromised. I have no idea what they have him on video doing. Maybe nothing, but I would bet they got him. I bet he's entrapped. I bet he's controlled. Or maybe he's just a willing, dirty, dirty cop. But either way, I believe he probably lied. But if he didn't lie, then that means he has no clue what's going on in the FBI, and he's completely incompetent. Phone line's now open.
We've been talking about it for years, and now it's happening. Many bank failures across the country, and many mainstream media are reporting that many other banks are likely to fail in the coming months. In fact, mainstream media is even reporting that many of these banks, well, they're in bad shape financially. We've been saying for years, if you took traditional accounting, took derivatives and all the other investments, put them on the books, many of these banks would be upside down. They'd be insolvent. Well, if you're concerned about the fact that the American dollar is going away as the world reserve currency, as Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, Argentina, Iran, and others desire to gather a big global banking system and to destroy the American U.S. dollar, if that concerns you, and I think it should, then you might want to get the free information. Again, no obligation, free information on investing in precious metals. How to put gold in your IRA. The difference between bullion and numismatic 1933 and older coins that offer privacy by law. They offer privacy. If you want to learn more about this, and I advise that you do, you can get that free packet of information by calling Wes Peters, who I've been working with for, 17, 18 years with Swiss America and Wes Peters. Now, you can call him, or you can also just text him your name and address, and he'll put this packet of information in the mail to you right away. So you don't even have to call him. Just text him your name and your address. He'll put the packet of information in the mail to you, and then after you've had a chance to go over it, then follow up, get all your questions answered, and then make the decision that's best for you. To get that free, no-obligation packet of information from Wes Peters and Swiss America, the number is 602-558-8585. That's 602-558-8585. Again, 602-558-8585. Text Wes today, and he'll have that free packet of information on its way to you.
All right, 1-800-347-9829, 1-800-347-9829. Your thoughts, your comments, your questions as we are looking at the biblical stage, the prophetic, biblically prophetic stage being set for Bible prophecy to unfold. And to those of you who say, I wish he didn't do this every Friday. Well, if you're one of those people saying it, and I think it's only a few here and there, you don't understand. The Bible tells us to do this. The Bible tells us to watch, to understand, to seek to understand the times, and that a special blessing comes to those of us who seek to do that. Understand the times as revealed through the Revelator John in the book of Revelation. So we're actually doing something God has told us to do and said comes with a special blessing. So it's important what we're doing. It also causes us as Christians to understand where we're at on God's prophetic calendar, which again, if my eschatology is correct, gives me hope to keep looking up for the return of Christ. Not the second coming, but the removal of the church and then the second coming. So this is how we encourage each other by saying these things are coming to pass. They show the supernatural nature of God's word. They reveal that God is in control, despite the fact that it looks like everything's spinning out of control. It's all going according to what was prophesied in the scripture, which means God is in control. And I don't know about you, but that makes me have more comfort, does it not you? Also, it lets me know that this is not going to go on as it has. Things will not continue to go on as they have forever and ever. This is coming to a climax and an end, and the wicked will be judged. Christopher Wray, Biden, Pelosi, Mitch McConnell, all these people eventually will be judged. If they don't come to salvation through Christ, they may not be judged in this life, but trust you me, they will be judged in the next. So hang on. Judgment is coming for all these guys we watch and their perversion and their wickedness and their tyranny and absolute persecution of true, blue, patriotic, God-fearing Americans. They will not get away with it. They will not get away with it. And I'm so thankful to know they won't get away with it. I'm also thankful to know that I will not get what I deserve. I will not get what I deserve because of the righteous life of Christ that was imputed or credited to my account through simple faith in Christ. But when you look at all these guys and what they're saying and doing on the global and national stage, we get frustrated. We think, where is justice? Oh, justice is coming. It is coming. And I highly doubt most of these guys we've mentioned will repent. Most of them, a conscience has been seared. They're going to get their day. And you know what? There's nothing wrong with wishing that. The Bible says the saints in heaven are saying, how much longer? So there's a lot of reasons to do what we're doing, including the hope of what is to wait for us, but also the desire to see justice. And believe me, they're going to get what they deserve. And I'm not going to get what I deserve. The difference? They didn't repent. I have. I hope you have today as well. And you can say like me, I'm so thankful I'm not going to get what I deserve. Dr. Wood's comment before we go to the phone lines?
It was a great sermon, and you can come to my church and preach that anytime. You got a standing invitation. The bottom line is prophecy gives us hope. It's really what you're saying, hope in a hopeless age. And if you cut, you're actually, Brandon, in evangelical Christianity, one of the few worldview broadcasters, you know, that I know of that brings this element in. But if you sever people from this element, the only thing you're left with is angry patriotism. And, you know, we have a higher calling than just being another angry patriot. Yes, we're dismayed over the decline of the United States, but we're flaming optimists at the end of the day. And the only thing that gives us that is the prophetic pages.
Yeah, absolutely. Scripture. Amen. Jim in South Dakota. Hi, Jim. Thanks for calling in. Line one.
Yes. Hi, Jim. Please check into the amount of money that Christopher Wray has invested in BlackRock. It's millions. Secondly, check into the Rothschilds and their influence in Zion, Israel. Thirdly, pray for Patrick Woods.
Yeah, absolutely. For those who don't know, he had a stroke earlier this week, and it's not good, but we'll leave it at that and pray that God will do a miracle. Let's go to Joan.
Amen.
Joan in Arkansas, line two. Joan, thanks for calling in, Joan.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call and for all that you do. I wanted to share two things. The family in Massachusetts may not be familiar with the Christian organization CHASK, capital C-H-A-S-K, for adoption and foster care for special needs kids especially. That's the Tom and Sherry Bushnell. I think they're in Washington State.
Okay.
And also, I will be speaking on mental health industry fraud and false claims on August 19th on Saturday at 1 p.m. at the VFW in Shell Knob, Missouri.
Excellent. Excellent. Thank you, Joan. Let's go to Robert in Utah. Robert, thanks for calling in today. Robert, line three. Hi, Robert.
Yes. Yes. First of all, in our prayers, you and your family, Brandon.
Thank you, Robert.
And I have a question for Dr. Woods. I see that Morocco and Israel have cozied up together with the four T's. And is it going to be Tarshish that is going to give a lame protest with Saudi Arabia?
Yeah. When you go to Ezekiel 38:13, what you'll see is it doesn't say Tarshish. It says the merchants of Tarshish. The money men, in other words, of Tarshish are also going to protest. And that's very interesting because, as you just pointed out, I think the last country to enter into the Abraham Accords with Israel was Morocco. And then just look at a map. Right above Morocco is Spain or Tarshish. Obviously, the merchants of Tarshish are in a economic relationship with Morocco. And so Tarshish being Spain. And so that could be another reason as to why the merchants of Tarshish are speaking up when this Gog Magog invasion occurs. In other words, Tarshish is falling into the exact same pattern as Sheba and Dedan.
Wow.
Ezekiel 38, verse 13.
Line 4. Brad, go fast. We'll get you in. Go ahead, Brad.
Hey, Brandon.
Hey, Brad.
Hope you don't think I'm an angry patriot, but here goes. I don't agree that our dominance is ending because we never dominated anyone. The United States has supported the world since the end of World War I. We've got foreign aid, military aid, humanitarian aid, you name it. And even the UN rules of engagement when we get into any kind of a war to protect our enemies. It's ridiculous.
That's Brad. Thank you, Dr. Woods. Appreciate all of you. Take care.
This has been Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House. CDs are available by calling 1-800-729-9829. Or to hear an MP3 file of this or earlier programs, go to worldviewweekend.com. Views expressed may or may not be those of Worldview Weekend, BCY America, or this station. This program is a public affairs presentation of worldviewweekend.com and is heard weekdays on BCY America.
We have some new items at wvwtvstore.com. One of them is a vault of heirloom seeds, 20 variety of seeds in a big can, and it has a 5-year shelf life. Now, we've wanted to carry these for a long time, but our distributor said no because they could not keep them in stock themselves. In fact, they went out of stock for 3 years. Then they got them back, and I started begging them to let me buy up a big supply to offer to you. But they said no, but I just kept persisting, and finally they said, fine, you're a good customer of ours, your audience uses a lot of our products, and so we'll make it available to you. So we have secured a large shipment of heirloom seeds, 20 varieties in the can that you'll receive, and the can preserves the seeds for 5 years. We all know the fragility of the food supply. We know how they're probably trying to collapse this food supply system of ours on purpose, right? So why be under their thumb? Be independent with your own food source, and that starts, I think, with a vault of heirloom seeds, 20 varieties in a can. You'll find them at wvwtvstore.com, wvwtvstore.com. You'll also find a lot of other items we've added in the last few months, some great survival gear that every family should have as a part of their common sense plan. Full details at wvwtvstore.com. Thank you for purchasing from us. It's a big part of our general operating budget. So as you purchase from us, you're helping us continue to push out free radio and TV shows and keep WVW Broadcast Network going. But you also get great products for your family, so we're all winning. So thank you for telling your family and friends about the great products available at wvwtvstore.com.